Good evening, and welcome to the IRG second edition of Bite Me, the IRG radio show. In the studio tonight, we've got Thomas Icon.
Where's my damn beer?
Chaz, St. Anarchy, Binary, and the Hot Dog is floating around here somewhere, too. And I'm your host, Mercenary. Black Ice couldn't be with us here tonight because it's our understanding he's currently performing out in a Vanilla Ice impersonation contest at a local nightclub.
Ice, baby!
Hold on, Binary's just handing me a note here. It seems that we just got a phone call in, and Mr. Black Ice has made it to the finals. Congratulations, Ice. Okay, now, on to some more serious business. The very first thing I'd like to discuss is some of the resources available on the IRG's website that you may not currently be available of. One of the most popular ones that we recently had going is the IRG Security Mailing List. You can find it on our main website, and I'd really suggest you join. It can generate a lot of traffic. You'll be getting roughly about maybe 50 to 75 messages a day, but I think you'll find it really worthwhile. You'll get all the latest computer security and computer hacking news and hacker news, as long as some exploits when they're first discovered, and any virus news it runs across. Our newsbot goes out daily, and it picks up everything it can find. Some people we know, we don't take breaks for corporate staff meetings, so you'll get it every day. And one of the other things I'd like to discuss today is hacking web pages. Now, I'd like to congratulate a couple individuals out there who've recently decided to do something actually worthwhile, and then when they're hacking web pages, they're actually posting up some rather good source code. Check out attrition.org, and I think you'll see what I mean. Although I'd like to warn some of these individuals, while you're posting this source code, don't expect any support from 2600 Magazine, because if you caught last week's radio show and learned what happened to Trout when he tried to show a little support for 2600, I think you'll see what I mean. Well, that's enough of me ranting for now. I'd like to turn the microphone over to Thomas Icon. Tom's going to continue on some of the SIGINT, and I think he might have to throw a couple other surprises in. So, without any further ado, here's Icon.
Good evening, and welcome to the second edition of the IRG's radio program, Bite Me. This is Thomas Icon, and we're going to cover a few things this evening. A couple of bits and pieces of news. I'm going to answer a few questions that came in via email regarding SIGINT and who knows what else. Anyway, there's been an update to the page that the IIRG hosts for the Connecticut Survival Alliance. They've just recently added some rather interesting links to their page, and you can check that out by surfing over to www.iirg.org/tildeticom/survival.html. Going on to a couple other things, we received some email in reference to last week's little piece on SIGINT and comment. Now, one of the big things that we've wound up getting were emails asking how to modify such and such scanner for continuous 800 megahertz coverage. That's a code word for cellular telephone reception in the frequency ranges of 869 to 894 megahertz, and of course the corresponding mobile frequency is 45 megahertz lower. Well, the answer is, if it's being made today, it's not cellular capable. The only cellular capable scanners are being sold in Canada and to government agencies and communication service shops here in the United States. Now, as far as what is modifiable for continuous 800 MHz coverage, your best bet is to swing on over to one of the scanner mod websites, such as our website at www.iirg.org/tilde/black_ic/rfhacking.htm, or even over to www.qrz.com, that's www.qrz as in zebra.com, where they also maintain a database of scanners that can be modified for full 800 megahertz coverage. Quite simply put, if it's not on that list, it's not modifiable. Back in 1994, the FCC decided that readily modifiable receivers were verboten, and you know, much like the way the federal government always erodes away at our freedoms, whether it is the Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, or even the right to hear our tax dollars at work and monitor signals that pass through our bodies. And basically, if the only things that are modifiable were stuff made before that date. Second thing I keep asking about are frequencies. Now, I do not have the, you know, frequency for the dog catcher in Mongo, Indiana. However, I can point you to the some sources that might help you out. First is the FCC's website at gullfoss.fcc.gov. That's basically the FCC database. It's raw information, and you can go there and you can do a listing by state, you can do a listing for a particular city and state. You can also enter in a latitude and longitude and get everything either in a certain latitude and longitude square, such as the topo map, a 7.5-minute range, or just 20 miles from a certain latitude and longitude. It's a very, very handy site. If you don't know what your latitude or longitude is, you can either get a GPS receiver or swing over to the Tiger Mapping Service run by the Census Bureau, and that's at tiger.census.gov. As far as stuff in print, the one guide that I usually reach for is the good old police call that's available at Radio Shack. It covers your public safety and your business allocations, and it also has something in the back called a consolidated frequency list. And it basically tells you what type of business or what type of agency would be on a particular frequency. And that's very, very handy for when you want to use the search function on your scanner. You basically go in the back here, look for, say, power and water utility systems, find the frequency ranges, plug in the high and low ends, and search away. The other guides are specific to the New England area, and they are published by Official Frequency Guides at P.O. Box 712 in Londonderry, L-O-N-D-O-N-V-E-R-R-Y, New Hampshire, 03053. They make the official frequency guides, such as the official Connecticut frequency guide. They also make one for Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. These are specific to those New England states and are very, very excellent sources of both government and business frequencies, as well as you know, local information of SIGINT notes, such as you know, agency district coverage maps and what frequencies they use for districts. Radio codes and the like. For federal government use, there really hasn't been much that's been put out lately. Most scanists still refer to the 1993 vintage 8th edition of the Top Secret Registry of U.S. Government Radio Frequencies that was written by scanning maven Tom Nitel. His book, even though it's old, still is, you know, quite relevant in you know, the 2000s, and about 90% of the frequencies in it are still good. That's it can be acquired at www.crbbooks.com. That's a single word, published by CRB Research in Comac, New York. And for federal frequency data, you want to keep that on your bookshelf. Also, another set of books you want to acquire for your bookshelf are Bill Cheek's Scanner Modification Handbooks. They're also published by CRB Research Books, and they're generally considered the Bible of scanner modifications. And that's something you probably want to get as soon as possible, because I suspect that they're going to be going out of print soon. Anyway, that's it for this evening's session here on Signals Intelligence. I'm going to bring it back to Mercenary now, and we hope to see you all again next week. Good night.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I'd like to introduce you all now to Binary. Binary really doesn't have too much made up for us tonight. And after a couple faux pas around here tonight in the studio, we're still lucky to have some working equipment left around here. But Binary would like to talk to you about what he's going to speak about next week, so here he is.
This is Binary. I don't have anything relevant to say this week, but next week we'll be talking about implementing PPP over Ethernet under FreeBSD and Linux in order to take advantage of SBC's nationwide rollout of DSL in Connecticut and surrounding areas they cover. Later till next week. Give it back to Mercenary now.
All right, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Chaz now. Chaz is going to answer some of the more frequent email we've been getting. I know there's one email we've been getting a lot of in particular that it all seems you all want an answer for. So without any further ado, here's Chaz.
Hi, this is Chaz. Now I'd like to respond to some of the IRG's mail and answer some of the more routine questions we get. One of the most popular questions we receive is where can I get information on people for free? Well, now there are numerous free resources still left on the web. Some of these include 555-1212.com, anywho.com, bigfoot.com, reversephonedirectory.com, whitepages.com, whowearlycos.com. There's a few. I hope this answers some of your questions. So the Mercenary wants to talk to you again.
All right. I'd like to thank everybody for listening tonight. That's all for us tonight. But before we go, it seems that a couple of the guys here were digging through the archives. And now I know Ice couldn't be with us here tonight, but I'd like to end the show tonight with a little something that we dug up out of the IRG archives. It seems that Binary and Tycon, going through some of my boxes here, have discovered an early demo tape that was made by Black Ice in the mid-80s, sort of during his...
You better get rid of this stuff, Mercenary. It's got some cypric acid on it. Oh, God.
Made by Ice in his...
What's this white stuff over there? Oh, God.
I think it was going through his country music phase. So without any further ado, here's Black Ice. Carry us on out of here, Ice.
Do you ride that Hershey highway? We've already done it your way, let's do it my way. If it's your first time, it'll be a tight squeeze. Just put your face in the pillow, get up on your knees. We're gonna ride that Hershey highway, baby, tonight. Well, you start out easy, then you give it just a little push. But if you do it too hard, when you go to break some wind, it'll just go whoosh. Some girls don't like it, but the others think it's really a hit. But what I don't understand is how the faggots can do it when it hurts me just a shit. Do you ride that Hershey highway? We've already done it your way, let's do it my way. If it's your first time, it'll be a tight squeeze. Just put your face in the pillow, get up on your knees. We're gonna ride that Hershey highway, baby, tonight. Mm. We're gonna ride that Hershey highway, baby, tonight. Or you poke it with your pinky just to see if it's a stinky and discover that it's so, so tight. And you ram her with your hammer and you slam her and you jam her. Gonna have to change the sheets tonight. Brown eye, poopy shoe, chocolate star. Well, it goes by a number of names. Yeah, it feels like heaven, but it stinks like hell. And it leaves such a horrible stain. But do you ride that Hershey highway? We've already done it your way, now let's do it my way. Mm-hmm. if it's your first time, it'll be a tight squeeze. Just put your face in the pillow, get up on your knees. We're gonna ride that Hershey Highway, baby, tonight. Come on, baby. We gonna ride that Hershey Highway, baby, tonight. Up on your knees, mama. Yeah, we gonna ride that Hershey Highway, baby, tonight. Hey, mama, hand me that rag out of my guitar case. I'm gonna wipe this bad boy down.